All right, guys, we'll go with opening statement from Coach.
Okay. Obviously, it was a tremendous win for us. The way this team stayed together and, you know, fought there at the end, and being down 8 in the last 3 minutes of the ball game, and just the effort was unbelievable. But I will tell you, I have to give the win. This crowd was incredible. And I think that we don't win this game without their energy and what they brought to the table tonight. And it was just absolutely amazing. So, okay.
Questions for the student athletes?
Marcus, take us through the last couple minutes. Like, you got pretty hot there for a second.
Yeah, my teammates and coach, I think we did a really good job of finding me in spots where I was fortunate enough to make shots. Like Coach said, the crowd was amazing. They gave us a chance to Tyshawn made some big free throws, and they gave us a chance to get back in the game. But I think we did on a defensive end, even though we made shots at the end of the game.
Marcus, Mike says you will yourself in situations like that. That you willed yourself out of your shooting problems and into this game. Is that true?
Well, I mean, it's something that we take pride in. I mean, I think I'm around and my teammates a bunch of winners, and I mean, when you want to win, you buy into the coaching staff and the system and whatever you got to do to get wins, and I think that that's what my teammates and myself did out there tonight.
Jimmy, what happened on the way in the second half? Did that affect you in any way?
What happened? At halftime? Oh, all right. Man, you got good eyes, Eric. I threw up. I vomited a lot. I don't know who catered pregame meal, but I got it up out of me, and I actually felt better. I felt better. I had to do it during the game, but I just held it in. That would have been embarrassing.
Michael, did you do the same thing? You ran off.
I had to use the bathroom. It's crazy. I drank so much water today.
Yeah. Well, Nick, we don't go in games expecting to lose, and we prepare to win. I mean, I know how much this rivalry means to our fans, and we want to beat them really bad because we know how much it means to them. But this game to us was just a game that we needed to win to continue our quest to win the Big 12. And so I didn't want a big rah-rah celebration. I didn't like it when they rushed the court when Zaire made the shot. And as far as Jeff is concerned, I mean, I just studied him all week. I studied his tendencies. I study him when Thomas has the ball, because that's when he's most dangerous, when Thomas misses shots. So I couldn't help a lot because I didn't want him to get any putbacks or anything. But he's a good player.
Michael and Marcus, how much does meaning to you guys mean to
this win over the Jazz? Well, first of all, we tip our hats off to Kansas. They got a great basketball team, and we got to see them again. So, but I mean, where we come from in Kansas City is Kansas fans and Missouri fans everywhere, and I mean, you can't just sit here and say this is an ordinary game, because it's not. And it's always good to beat them, but I mean, we got to play Oklahoma on Monday. So,
Michael, can you talk about your defense on
Tyshawn
on the half?
Well, in the first half, he was getting to a lane and getting a lot of easy shots. And the coaching staff just told me to stick with him and keep putting pressure on him, because he would turn the ball over sometimes, and he ended up doing it.
Attention has been paid to you guys, how many charges you've taken this year. For any of you, any of them bigger than the one Steve took when you were down 5 there?
That was a huge play. Steve, yeah. Thomas really, he had it going. He was fielding it. And Steve, he slid his feet, and Thomas likes to spin back at the end of the drive, and Steve anticipated. And that really gave us a boost to really go and execute. He played solid defense. That was huge.
Steve and Kimmy is some of the best charge takers I've ever seen.
Thank you.
I took a charge, too.
Yeah, Mike took a huge charge. Mike took a huge charge.
I had 4.
I got 4 on it. Yeah.
Hey, I got this. to be honest, I think that our experience there really helped us out. Coach was just telling us to keep our focus in the game because we had a lot of time left. But the most important thing I remember hearing was Kimmy just saying, we're going to win this game. And that was something that affected me because I understood how much it meant to him to say that. And that the rest of my teammates heard that as well. And we the senior leaders for this ball club. So it was something that I felt we need to come out and execute.
No, not at all. They continue to play. They continue to compete. That would take away from the plays that we made. Coach drew up a play, and Marcus made three huge shots, the and one, the three on the right wing, the three in the corner. They were huge plays. Kansas didn't let up at all. They wanted to win just as bad as us.
Can you guys take us through the day? It's been a long time since the last time you played, and then you start out with game day this morning. It's the longest day of your life.
Well, we like early weekend games. We to get it out the way, but again, we know how much this day meant to our fans, but we really had to stay even keel, stay in the process, do what we've done every single day. I mean, preparation was heightened, but after game day was over, it was a regular day. We took our naps, we ate our lunch, we came here, we shot, we played the game. So, I mean, the game day was really fun for the fans and fun for us, but we didn't want that to ruin any of the process or the preparation. Big 10? We're in the Big 12. The Big 10 would have been really tough. They'd have started stalling. Luckily, we are in the Big 12. We like to play, man. That's good. But growth. Coach always talked about growth and how we want to finish games. We want to run our offense offensively and execute, and defensively, it just boils down to getting stops. If you're really good, you can do both of those things. Worst come to worst, you got to do one of those things to have a chance to win.
Do one more for the guys.
How hard is it to kind of, I guess, go between the energy of the fans, but also make sure that it doesn't, speed you guys up or get you out of your rhythm?
It shouldn't speed us up. We took a couple quick shots, but that's so good defensively because, I mean, guys are struggling to communicate, but the fans were awesome, man. They were loud. It was the loudest I've ever heard it. I'm just so proud of them and excited.
All right, guys.
Thank you.
Oop.
Well, I mean, obviously, when you have they affected the game, and I think it encouraged and motivated our guys to make plays. Kansas is a great ball club, and we went down eight. They made some huge plays, and you got to give our guys credit for just continuing to will themselves to win the game. And that's what they did.
Your first MUKU game, did you live up to billing?
It was great atmosphere, great game. We're fortunate enough to come out on the win side. It was a memorable game, a classic. So I thought it was just a special game.
Was it what you expected?
I mean, I don't know. I mean, I expected it to be a great ball game, but the crowd was as loud as I've ever been in, and I've been in some loud places.
Frank, made a couple shots where he wasn't even looking at the basket. I mean, did it come down to a point where he just was in a zone where he couldn't miss?
He made some tough shots. He made some big shots, and he had, he got in rhythm. And I think, when Marcus gets in rhythm, he can rattle off a couple shots in a row. And I think at that point in time, he got in rhythm.
How much did you notice him working throughout the week to try and work through his troubles?
Well, he put a lot of time in, a lot of extra time, and we talked to Marcus about coming in extra and doing some stuff in the morning and coming back and staying after practice, which he always does, but we wanted him to do it with the coach, and we wanted him to do his morning stuff on the gun, and he did both of those things.
Frank, can you talk a little bit about your use of the
the bigs in the last few minutes. You've got four fouls on Ricardo and kind of switching them in and out and getting what they do best out of each of them.
Well, I thought Steve had a nice rhythm defensively of guarding Thomas Robinson, and I think that obviously the charge was big, but he had a couple of other huge plays where he blocked a shot, and he's bigger than Ricardo, and I thought he did a really nice job. And then, obviously Ricardo had four fouls, but we wanted him in on the offensive end.
What went into when you doubled Thomas versus when you left him down there and let him work one-on-one?
Well, we didn't want him to go one-on-one, obviously. But when they put four shooters out there, it was very difficult for us to double him. But we did want to dig. We didn't want him to ice us up and where he would face up and just go on us. But he's a great player. I mean, he's going to do that a lot of nights. And in the second half?
No, the start, his first three of the game, he kind of had to shoot rapidly as the clock came down. It just seemed like that got him started well.
We made it, so, yeah, and I think that, when the shot clock's running down, usually it's less pressure on shooting that shot. So, you know, shot clock's running down. So, but Marcus worked his tail off all week to get himself ready to play well tonight. Well, we all were saying basically the same thing, and we just knew we had to get a stop and how we were going to try to get the stop. And Matt was going to guard Tayshaun, and once he gave it up, we didn't want to get it back. And we had a turnover there. We had good execution on the turnover there before that. So but we were talking about our execution, and we were talking about if we make both free throws, how we're going to guard them on the ball screen stuff. And we saw a couple of their games. They went to a dribble handoff right into a ball screen. And we'll talk about switching that thing out. So we had good execution there at the end of the game.
Coach, Bill Self just told us a couple minutes ago, pretty emphatically actually, he didn't care about feeling any remorse for the fans with this rivalry ending. How do you feel for the fans to kind of miss out on an environment like this?
Well, I think it would be a shame that we could not continue this game. I mean, I think it, I'm learning a lot about this rivalry and my first year, so it's great for the game, to have us play. So, but hopefully it does work out, in the near future, and we'll see how it goes.
Frank, you guys drew a couple of poor charges at the end of the game. Is that something, you can stress or teach? Because it's kind of a trend to you guys are selfish.
It is what we stress. It is because we have to be that type of team to have success defensively. We got to be a team that moves our feet and get great position because we're small. If we don't, take those plays and we don't give up ourselves and give up our bodies, it makes it very difficult for us to have success. And these guys have bought into that and done a nice job with it. Very difficult, and the guys didn't like it, but they're in a hotel tonight. So we told them after the game, we didn't let them know before the game. So we saw some guys look at us cross-eyed at the end. But I can imagine what Columbia is going to be like tonight. So we're in a hotel. But this is going to be a tough stretch for us. I mean, going on the road, playing an early game on Monday, 6 o'clock I think we play. So we leave tomorrow. We leave tomorrow afternoon, and we get up there, and we got to get ready to play. And prep work is going to be one day, so it's going to be, we got to be smart in how we get ourselves ready.
You at least give them a late curfew tonight?
We did move it back to 12 o'clock, so they got about an hour.
Anything else, Coach?
Thank you, guys.
Coach, thank you.
Thank you.